Of late I did walk in a pleasant fair day, a dainty young couple I spied on the way, a gallant young youth and a maiden so fair, they walked in the field to take the fresh air. And unto the maiden the young man did say, I'll ask you a question, do not say me nay, for if you deny me it will danger my life, for I am resolved to make thee my wife. I'll dress thee like Flora in a rich array, in gallant attire to wear every day. Thou shalt have thy pleasure both evening and morn, with rings and with jewels thyself to adorn. And all gallant attire thou shalt have, my dear, that's fit for any lady in London to wear. If thou yield thyself to me and make no more strife, for to be my bride and my loving sweet wife. If thou canst but love me in heart and in mind, a right honest man thou of me shalt find. Thou shalt have thy pleasure, thy joy and delight, I'll wait on thy person by day and by night. Thou shalt never want money nor gold, I do swear, though nothing too good I will think for my dear. I'll maintain thee so bravely all of thy life, if thou be my true love and my loving wife. Thy aprons of silk and thy stockings the same, thou shalt have no cause thy dear husband to blame. I will thee allow and will never think much, for what thou desires I never will grudge. Thy servants to attend thee, to be at thy command, shall always be ready to be at thy hand. Come kiss me, dear love, now, and make no more strife, and tell me in one word if thou wilt be my wife. Good friend, I do see that your love is most true, that I do admire these speeches of you. Your wit is so quick and your tongue is so nimble, that I'm half afraid with me you dissemble. If I should believe what all young men do say, I might be undone and be soon made a prey. Therefore I'll see further time spent of my life before I will yield to be any man's wife. Some young men are false and unstable in love. Not one man in 20 a maiden can prove. There's many false-hearted and are so unjust. It's a very hard matter a young man to trust. They'll swear and dissemble to bring a maid to their bow, and seek to undo her, and away they will go. But if your words but prove true, I do speak without strife, I could be well pleased for to be your wife. My dainty sweet Nancy, my love is most true, and thee I do fancy, I love none but you. I'll be as good as my word to thee every way. My estate will maintain thee most gallant and gay, for Cupid hath wounded me sore to the heart. I am so linked unto thee, we never will part. I'll never be false to thee on my life, if thou be but willing for to be my wife. With that they together sat down on the plain. He saluted her kindly and kissed her again. He gave her a token which pleased her to the life. She took it most kindly and made no more strife. But they was contracted thereupon the same. He married her with speed to keep a good name. She rejoiced most greatly he had eased all her grief, that he proved too honest to make her his wife. Now all you brave youngsters and maidens consider, when you go to marry to love one another, for these two were lovers most faithful and true, with most dear affection I tell unto you. Let everyone do now the like I do say, then God he will bless you by night and by day. The maiden, the young man, was content to the life, she got her a husband and he got him a wife. They was most true-hearted and constant, I swear. I wish that true love may always endure. It is not for a young man to pleasure his lass. It's a brave thing when a maiden a young man can trust. This young man was constant unto this fair maid. They waited and bedded and bravely was led. God send them both well all the days of their life, that he prove a good husband and she a good wife.